Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
How you doing out there?
Welcome to the Mystery Files presents
the Summer Tapes.
Episode 6 of season 4. Our season, what is it?
Finale. I'm like, there's too many words. I don't know what the second word is. Finale. Because I'm the last one.
You're the last one.
I am. Can I say?
This is like a short season. This is like an international drag race season. Yeah. They're like short. They're
we
like
ended 6 episodes on long. On the devil's number.
Aw.
Satan's
that's my
six.
Lucky number. I think we've talked about that before. 6 is my lucky number also.
No, so. Thank you. I don't feel like being a demon up in here.
Did I tell the story on the podcast about my birth certificate and the time I was born? I don't know if I did.
No. What?
Okay, listen.
What?
So,
I'm scared. You're actually Satan? You're.
Well, kind of. Okay. So, my mom and dad told me I was born at 6:06 a.m. Do you remember me telling you this before?
Maybe,
like,
maybe.
6 is everywhere. I'm, like, born June 26, so 06:26. And then my parents told me I was born in room, like, 6:06 or something. Whoa. At 6:06 a.m. Just a bunch of sixes. I get my birth certificate.
Yeah.
Says I'm born at 5:54 a.m. They lied.
Wow.
They lied.
They were giving
to
me. You a little ego, I think.
No,
they
literally.
Said, let's boost Logan's ego by thinking that Logan's Satan.
No, literally. They were like, oh, you're special and you're like the son of Satan.
It'd be cute if you were just Satan's son.
No, literally. And they lied to me.
Wow.
Right to my face.
And they still sent you to church camp. They said you want to be Satan.
And they still sent me to church camp.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
In this economy.
In this economy.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. Crazy. Now you're here. On a Satan podcast.
Exactly.
Wrongo.
But last week, we talked about the Mona Lisa.
I remembered it this time.
The Mona Lisa. What a fun episode.
She was smiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, was she?
Who knows?
I don't know, but she was stolen. So
everyone I've talked to about that episode has been like, they didn't know any of the facts about
it.
They were like,
not.
Had no clue.
And we've learned the way. I literally
I
did not know anything about it. So
it's just like
cultured.
So fun to me. I was just like, yes, so good.
Did you start your work on your little script idea with it or not yet?
Huh?
Didn't you have a little script idea with it?
Oh, the sketch idea.
Yeah.
Not yet, but I'm going to.
I'm excited to see it.
My next sketch show is like in October or November, I think. So I'm going to like start writing on that and see what happens. So I'll post that somewhere if we end up doing it or something. That'd be so funny.
This was planned on the Mystery Files podcast. But I'm excited.
Yeah. I love the, well, this is the last episode of the Summer Tapes. We said this before, but how it's like kind of like spooky vibes. Like we're giving
some, like,
fall October moment.
Here. Yes. Because my apartment, well, over there, it's warm.
Right.
Warm lighting, if you will. But I'm excited for this episode because I don't think you're ready.
Ooh,
I don't
you
think
said
you're
shorter, right? Something like
it might
be
shorter. I think it might be. It depends how fast I read.
Watch and we go to an hour 45.
I go, oops, my bad. Every time I do say it's going to be shorter, it isn't. So
how many pages? Can I know at least?
It is only 41 pages. That's good for me, guys.
The Mona Lisa was 20.
How big's your font, though?
Like 36, maybe. So I can read it because I don't have my glasses.
Okay, mine's 24. That's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. My last one was like 60-something size 24 font. So
oh my god.
That's okay. This one's faster.
All right.
20 pages less. That's actually great for me. So I think we should all
character development.
Give me applause. It is character development on the last episode.
Would you like a drum roll? I rolled up my sleeves for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Okay.
Okay.
This week on The Mystery Files presents the Summer Tapes. We're talking about the case of the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
We're revisiting it.
Oh, we talked about that on Sunday.
Sunday. We literally did. Well, because...
Oh, I'm excited now.
For those of you who've been with us since we were a radio show, this was like our second episode we ever did, and I believe it was your case.
It was my case.
So
you stole my gig.
I did steal your gig.
It was
also
the second episode ever.
I know.
The
I was
second
looking
episode
through
ever.
All of our stuff the other day. I'm like, what do we want to revisit? I kind of want to revisit something. And I was like, we don't even have like a recorded version of the Jersey Devil because we don't have the actual audio from that episode.
Oh,
anywhere.
What a cool one to leave off on with like the end of summer tapes going into the fall. Oh, I'm excited.
Because also like New Jersey, that's giving beach.
I love
and
New Jersey.
I love New Jersey. Everything's legal.
Said
New Jersey.
No one ever.
Hamilton said. Everything's legal in New Jersey.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Jersey Devil. So I don't know if it's the same article you use. So like, if it is, cool.
But
like,
I would never know.
You wouldn't remember.
Never.
I feel like I might have remembered a few things.
Really? So
maybe it's the same one. I have no idea.
I think we covered Jersey Devil very like smally on the Under the Tree special, right? Did we talk about him for like 2 minutes or so?
We might have. Maybe.
But we've never done like a full case with like the recording with the audience, especially now that we're in such a different place now. That's so cool.
It's also... And then I was also looking at a different episode and I saw like the songs I chose for a different episode.
Wait, really?
I was looking at the past lives, like, because I had the script for it. I had the past life script and I saw that I put Past Life by Maggie Rogers as a song for the break.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, imagine we still had breaks and we had to play music. I'm like, what did you play for Jersey Devil?
I don't remember. I think I played Poppy. Remember I played Play Destroy?
You did.
It was like, this is how we play Destroy. I was like, wow. You were like,
I was like, huh? Jersey Devil? But yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited to introduce her again.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, Jersey Devil.
Alrighty. I'm ready for you. I can open my computer now that you know what it is.
Yay!
Okay. Let's get into that intro. So, without a doubt, New Jersey's oldest, most enduring, and important pieces of folklore is a tale of the infamous Jersey Devil. For close to 300 years now, Jerseyans have told tales of the mythical beast that stalks the Pine Barrens and terrorizes local residents.
Mm-hmm.
So the recurring nature of this story begs a few questions. Why have New Jerseyans embraced this legend so steadfastly, and above all others, is there actually some sort of creature roaming the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey? And if so, what is it? Legend has it that in 1735, a Pines resident known as Mother Leeds found herself pregnant for the 13th time. So
crazy.
13th is also an unlucky number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Yeah. So 13th pregnancy.
Taylor Swift's lucky number.
I'm wearing Taylor.
A Taylor Swift shirt for anyone listening on the audio version.
Wow. Is Taylor Mother Leeds? And did she give birth to this guy? I don't know. So Leeds is the name of one of New Jersey's earliest settlers, and many descendants of the Leeds family can still be found throughout New Jersey to this day. So Mother Leeds was not living a wealthy lifestyle by any means. Her husband was a drunkard who made few efforts to provide for his wife and 12 children.
Deadbeat dad.
I know, and she was reaching the point of absolute exasperation upon learning of her 13th child. So she's like, this man literally sucks as the father now to give the number 13th baby. Come on
like
now.
A 13th child. Oh my God.
So I wonder if like all that like mean energy, yeah. Like she was like sick of this man, all like created.
Yeah.
The evil within her.
I've never personally given birth.
Me either.
But I'm just imagining even after like one kid, like the recovery process.
Yeah.
And you're on the 13th kid. Girl.
That'd be my love. That'd be my 13th girl. Reason. 13. Disgusting.
My 13th reason.
13, too many children. Humbly.
The Jersey Devil's Hannah Baker.
Stop it. For real. Ooh. Devil. So reaching the point of absolute exasperation upon learning of this 13th child, she raised her hands to the heavens and proclaimed, let this be a devil.
That's so funny.
Let this one be a devil.
Yep. I remember that from the original. Yeah. That's so funny.
Let this one be the devil. Yeah, I'm like, oof. Why are you inviting that up in there, girl? Let that one be the devil? Absolutely not.
That was probably like a joke. Like, oh my God, let this one be the devil. And it's like... She got her wish, girl.
Oh my gosh, it's like that one Doja Cat song. Is it Doja Cat? She's a devil. Paint the town red, that song.
She a bad little bee. She's a rebel.
She's a devil.
She's the devil.
Let this one be a devil, is what she said.
The mother said, how my demons look?
How's it look? Stop it.
She's so unserious. Let this one be the devil. Insane.
I'm like, why are you inviting that girl?
What a great cryptid. Anyway.
I know. So Mother Leeds went into labor a few months later on a stormy night, no longer mindful of the curse she had uttered previously regarding her unborn child. So she forgot she even uttered, like, oh, this one be the devil. So, like, here we go.
To be fair, I forget what I say half the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, like. Then she also probably didn't realize it was an actual curse. She was just like, She was just mad, okay?
Right, exactly.
So her children and husband huddled together in one room of the Leeds Point home while local midwives gathered to deliver the baby in another way. By all accounts, the birth went routinely, and the 13th Leeds child was a seemingly normal baby boy. Normal, huh? Within minutes, however, Mother Leeds' unholy wish of months before began to come to fruition. The baby started to change and metamorphosize right before her very eyes, Within moments, it transformed from a beautiful newborn baby boy into a hideous creature unlike anything the world had ever seen.
So, funny.
Oh, cute, wrong. Like,
wrong.
It's actually that
wrong.
The wailing infant began growing at an incredible rate. It sprouted horns from the top of its head and talon-like claws tore through the tips of its fingers. Leather, bat-like wings unfurled from its back, and hair and feathers sprouted all over the child's body. This actually sounds like a horror movie. If I saw that
leather wings is such a nasty word.
And then imagine talons like just through your fingertips.
Yeah,
that's like Wolverine. So like, ooh. Like, and it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole baby. So its eyes began glowing bright red as they grew larger in the monster's gnarled and snarling face. So like it just gets red eyes that are bulbous and coming out of its head. That
bulbous.
Is so scary. Absolutely not. I think I would like be traumatized. If I lived through this, I don't think I'd want to.
That'd be my 13th reason.
I won't be able to close my eyes at night going to bed after seeing something like that.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
So the creature then savagely attacked its own mother, killing her, then turned its attention to the rest of the horrified onlookers who witnessed its tempestuous transformation. It flew at them, clawing and biting, voicing unearthly shrieks, and it just the entire time, it's just scratching people limb from limb and maiming some and killing others. So, like, some were just terribly injured and the rest were dead.
I haven't heard that version before. Like the
really?
I think the version I did whenever we first did this was that, and I don't know if I read this or not, but the one I did was that apparently, like he didn't change. He came out looking like that and he flew through the window and left.
That's far more visual.
It's far funnier, to be honest.
He didn't kill anyone. He just flew right out.
That's why I started laughing. I was like, oh, that's the part where he flies through the window. And imagine my shock.
Ooh, that's... you're like, what? It's growing what? Where?
That's wild.
No, that's horrifying. I'm imagining all the midwives. I'm like, they're just here like, oh, the gift of life. Wrong. It's the gift of the devil. They're like, that's too visual for me.
Picked a wrong career.
Picked the wrong one.
Wrong career.
So then the monster then knocked down the door to the next room where its own father and siblings cowered in fear and attacked them too, killing as many as he could. So those who survived to tell the tale then watched in horror as the rotten beast sprinted to the chimney and flew up it.
Yeah.
Destroying it on the way and leaving a pile of rubble in its wake. The creature then made its escape into the darkness and desolation of the Pine Barrens, where it has lived ever since.
So see, my version is right through the window, though. Like, they broke
the window.
For this visual. Flew out of her.
People wonder why I don't feel like giving birth. It's visuals like that. It's visuals like that.
Oh my god.
Ew, stop. I just thought of something. What? I would actually throw up.
What?
You know how like babies have like an umbilical cord?
Yeah. What?
Imagine the midwives don't get a chance to like cut it and it's just
they said what?
Ew! I hate birth! That's literally so gross.
It goes,
but like it drags the mom because she's still attached to the baby with that cord thing.
It's like a dog taking off on a leash.
A leash? Ew, ew. How do they make it? I need scissors. I'm so disgusted.
Can I be, if you give birth, can I be in the room with you so I can be like, oh my God, Tiffany, it has hooves.
I'd already be having a panic attack from birthing itself. Like, that's literally nasty.
Oh, I dress up as the Jersey Devil and be in like the corner of the room watching. I go, 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 go,
we go. Tiffany, I don't know why we're in New Jersey, but we have to be for the birth.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. You curse it. You say it before it comes out, and then it's a devil.
Don't give me ideas like that.
Well, I guess I just won't.
Great content.
Pregnant. Great, great. Next time you're pregnant. Haha.
Darn.
Darn. To this day, the creature known varyingly as the Leeds Devil and the Jersey Devil claims the pines as its own and terrorizes any who are unfortunate enough to encounter it.
Yup.
So in 18th and 19th centuries, the Jersey Devil was spotted sporadically throughout the Pine Barrens region, frightening local residents and any of those brave enough to traverse the vast, undeveloped expanses of New Jersey's southern reaches. Unearthly wails were often reported emanating from the dark forests and swampy bogs, and the slaughter of domesticated animals would be attributed to the Phantom of the Pines. So, isn't that also similar to, what was it that one time, the Chupacabra?
Chupacabra, that, yeah, like, I was just going to say.
Kills livestock.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it shows, like, evidence of the Jersey Devil, especially, you know, the Discovery Channel type documentaries. They talk about the goat was left on the side of the road by the Pine Barrens.
Also Chupacabra. It was both of them. Oh my gosh, they're besties.
Aw, they probably are. They probably hang out.
That's really
cute. They go get coffee together.
I bet they smell really bad.
Don't say that.
They probably do, though. Oh. Eating all that livestock and then just being all nasty.
Maybe they got Old Spice. So maybe. You never know. Aww,
Old Spice. Old Spice in the Pine Barrens. Wink, wink. So, over the years, the legend of the Leeds Devil grew, occasionally even overstepping the boundaries of its rural Pine Barrens, haunt to terrorize local towns and cities. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to get into some incidents here. Ooh, okay. So, the most infamous of these incidents occurred during the week of January 16th through 23, 1909. Early in the week, reports started emerging from all across the Delaware Valley that strange tracks were being found in the snow. So, like, imagine you're seeing weird little tracks in your snow outside. Mm-hmm. The mysterious footprints went over and under fences, through fields and backyards, and across the rooftops of houses.
Till they got to grandmother's house.
Yeah, to grandmother's house. Also very much like Spring-Heeled Jack vibes. I feel like we might have mentioned that in that episode, but, like, they're kind of, like, similar looking in my brain.
Yeah, I see it.
Because all those bat wings.
Yeah, no, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Jersey Devil has fire abilities, though, like, Spring-Heeled Jack did. Spring-Heeled Jack's crazy. How did he breathe fire? I still don't know.
How was he doing all that? Hopping over large fences and stuff?
He was bored. That's what he was. He was bored.
He was living his best life bored. So, they were even reported in large cities of Camden and Philadelphia. Panic immediately began to spread, and possessions formed in more than one town. Fear and intrigue grew even greater when it was reported that bloodhounds refused to follow the unidentified creature's trail in Hamilton. So, even bloodhounds that were supposed to be following this thing, like, were too freaked out to do so.
Mm-mm. If a dog tells you no about you something, go, no, you listen.
I trust that guy. Mm-hmm. He's got a reason for his... Yeah. Fear of it.
Dogs are smart. If you see them whimpering and they're like, oh, quiet down. No, you run with them.
No, it's
you
like how people, when they move into a haunted house and their animals are afraid or something, I'm like, maybe you should not live there.
They're like, buddy, get out of the bloody basement.
Yeah, I just mind there's blood in a body down there. Chill, dude.
Come on, get up here.
Get up here. No, what is wrong with you? They know better.
Literally.
Oh my gosh, there used to be episodes of The Haunting that would talk about like how dogs and stuff and cats would get sick from living in, like, a haunted house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's weird, because they'd be more sensitive.
I feel like that's how most A Haunting episodes started. Like, the dog would be barking at something, and they're like, what's wrong, buddy?
And then suddenly, little Johnny got sick. Mm-hmm. And that's because the ghost was taking all of its health away, taking its energy. But yes, bloodhounds. So schools closed or suffered low attendance throughout Lower New Jersey and in Philadelphia. I do remember this a little bit
when we talked about it.
How, like, schools, they'd be like, let's not go to school because there's this thing flying around. It's like some people have snow days, but no, they have little days where the Pine Barrens is all scary.
Exactly. I think that's so, like, crazy. Yeah, I think we talked about that before. I think that came up in another episode, too, but it's insane that they got out of school.
Yeah.
This happened in another episode. What was it?
I don't know.
Was it the Flatwood Monsters? No. There were some monsters. They
attend school. No, I definitely know what you're talking
about. It was
about.
Recent. It's a recent season. It has to be in this last year. There was some cryptid.
Maybe it is Flatwoods Monster.
I think it might be. No.
Or Chupacabra.
Might have been Chupacabra. I just think that's so funny to me. That, like,
if you guys know, let us know. Because I can't remember. But that's so funny that they were like, let's have a little day. You guys can't go during this time.
I know I definitely told this bit during whatever episode that one was. Yeah. But the fact that you could get out of school for a cryptid.
I wish.
Insane to me.
I wish we can get out of school. I'm like, come on. I mean, we're not in school anymore. But if we were, I'd like a valid reason to be.
I'd like a get out of jail free card from work, please.
It's cryptids. So, schools obviously closed and suffered because of this, and mills in the Pine Barrens were forced to close their workers, and all they, like, send these people, they're like, yes, no work.
Yeah, no work today.
And then the workers, like, refused to leave their homes and travel through the woods to get to their job. So, like, the main reason is they were too scared to get there. They were like, I'm a little afraid. I don't feel like going through the woods because, like, what if I'm killed? Like,
they worried it would, like, pick them up and fly away
with them. Yeah. Literally.
That feels familiar.
Fly away with them? Oh, like it might come to play?
Yeah.
I might. It just might. We'll have to see. So eyewitnesses spotted the beast in Camden and in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And in both cities, police fired on it but did not manage to bring it down. So, like, they were trying to shoot this thing down. Couldn't do it. And if
were they shooting at just the sky?
They would see it flying in the air. So they tried to, like, shoot it down. They shoot in the sky. What do you mean they shot the sky?
I thought they were just, I thought they were guessing.
Oh, they went, probably over there. They're waiting. They're like, well, I guess he was over there earlier. Boom, boom. No, I think they were seeing this guy and they're trying to shoot him down.
They see a cloud and they go, oh my God.
That looks just like him.
Little Timmy's balloons in the air and they go,
no, happy birthday. Wrong. Poor little guy. So a few days later, it reappeared in Camden, attacking a late night meeting at a social club and then flying away. So he's like,
what?
Imagine they're having a little social meeting, a town hall meeting, if you will. And he starts attacking.
He gets a little cocktail.
He goes, hey, guys, how you doing? They're like, whoa, hold on.
Can I have a screwdriver real quick? And he goes.
They pull out a gun and he flies away.
He's like, all right.
I'm out of here. His drink hasn't spilled at all.
Aw, he sounds like a party goer.
He's just a little guy.
He's a little guy. He likes the party.
He does.
Jersey Devil, hit me up if you want a good time.
Come on, we're in Pennsylvania. Come on, Pittsburgh, come at us.
You love it here.
You do.
We got trees.
We got a wall.
Got a lot.
I said trees at first.
I said trees.
Oh, I said treats.
Oh.
Treats and treats.
I'll be the Jersey Devil's treat. Oh.
He's probably old now. Earlier that day, it appeared in Haddon Heights, terrorizing a trolley car full of passengers before flying away. So he just keeps appearing in random groups of people.
I think I remember this. He's just having fun.
He is.
He's just doing whatever.
It is nice to see that he's appearing in, like, where groups of people are seeing him. Because then it's, like, a bunch of people have seen him and not just, like, one onlooker is like, oh, I saw it with my bare eyes and while I was in the woods by myself and no one else saw it.
Yeah.
Like, groups of people are seeing this thing. Giant so clearly incidents. There's something.
Yeah.
Like, it's making sense.
Wild.
But witnesses claim that it looked like a large flying kangaroo.
I remember that. That's so funny.
I think it has like a little pouch thing.
For like a baby Jersey Devil?
Yeah. Aww. I thought you were going to say a baby at first. I'm like, this thing's just snatching children.
Aww.
In its little pouch.
Well, that'd be nice too. Aww.
Take them away.
Aww. Raise them as your own.
Aww, yeah. Aww, Mother Goose.
Aww.
Mother Goose, but make it Jersey Devil.
I would love that.
So cute. A children's book. Aw, you said your family.
We should have been adopted like that instead. That would have been crazy.
It's not too late.
Oh, you're Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil.
I'm ready for your pal.
Come on.
Please.
Ew, nasty. Another trolley car full of people saw it in Burlington when it scurried across the tracks in front of their car. So it's just.
Burlington, like Coat Factory? There's a trolley in Burlington Coat Factory?
You know the one. The one Burlington.
Yeah, the Burlington Coat Factory.
That one, you know.
The one.
The one. I only know of one Burlington Coat Factory in Pittsburgh. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
The one that was downtown?
Uh-huh.
That's the only one. So imagine he's there.
Aww.
He was there.
He's trying on jackets?
Aww. Yeah, and then it scurried across tracks in front of a car.
Aww. Where's Burlington actually, though? Where's that? Jersey?
Jersey? Where
Google
is
of the day.
Burlington? Let's give it a little look-see.
Don't put in Coat Factory, just Burlington.
Oh, well, that could be literally anywhere. Vermont?
Let's go with Vermont.
Sure, we'll say. Well, there's also one in New Jersey. You know, that makes sense. Whoa, can you imagine?
A New Jersey devil sighting in Jersey?
There's literally no way. In Burlington, New Jersey? Wow. Context clues. Oopsie doopsie. In West Collingswood, wonder where that one is, probably also in New Jersey.
Next to the Burlington Co. Factory.
Obviously. And it appeared on the roof of a house and was described as an ostrich-like creature. So not only is this thing explained as a kangaroo, but it's also got ostrich vibes. Okay.
It's been explained as a horse before, a bat, like it's a whole petting zoo.
They can't decide what they like. Firemen turned their hose upon it, but it attacked them and then flew away. So like they're like, bullets aren't working. Guess we're going to use the hoses to put out fires. That water pressure is kind of, like, crazy, though. So, like, why could they not get it down? It's like shooting a fly.
That visual is so funny to me. Well, he's probably
so
quick.
Good.
You know? He's had to be raised in the woods his whole life. And he's literally, like, a devil child. So he can, like...
Just imagining, like, have you ever shot a fly with a water gun?
Can't say I have.
Well, if you did, I feel like it would look a lot like the Jersey Devil being sprayed with a hose. Because it's, like, imagine, like...
Yeah.
It falls down, but like it was too strong and it flew away.
Oh my God.
I love the visual. It's too good. So the entire week, people reported that their livestock, particularly their chickens, were being slaughtered. This was most widespread in the towns of Bridgeton and Millville. The marauding misanthropy reappeared later in the week in Camden, where a local woman found the beast attempting to eat her dog. No, thank you. That's not livestock. She then hit it with the broomstick and it flew away. So she stopped it from hurting her dog.
I mean,
she straight up said, get off my dog. Hit it with a broomstick.
Maybe it's like a... Wait, what?
She hit it with a broomstick and it left.
Oh.
And it flew away.
Okay.
But she saved her dog.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, I hope... She said it attempted to eat her dog, so I'm assuming the dog still lived. Hopefully.
We're insane. Homeward Bound.
Oh, stop it. It better be Homeward Bound. After that, I hope it lives. But I'm just like, wow, she really said feminism and she hit it with a broomstick.
That's crazy.
She saved a life. I love her. Aww. While there has not been since another week to match the frequency, fervor, and intensity of the January 1909 rampage, numerous sightings of the Jersey Devil have continued to be reported to this day. So, like, creepy. There's still stuff happening today, even though it's not as much as that, like, first little, little cluster of little amazing cluster happenings. Of
things, yeah.
Yeah, it's still going on. So, aww, the tale of the devil has spread beyond the Pine Barrens and has been embraced by all of New Jersey, even to the point where it has been largely commercialized, as we know.
Of course.
The devil is portrayed in toys, on t-shirts, and is even the subject of its own feature film. Most famously, the devil has lent its name to the New Jersey hockey teams, like the NHL team in New Jersey.
Yeah.
There are still many, however, who believe that the Jersey Devil is a very real and dangerous creature. There has been a constant stream of reports over the years of devil encounters. Most often, people report finding strange, unidentifiable tracks in the sandy soil and desolate areas of the Pine Barrens. Some report claims that there have been footprints or a strange bird around. Others say they are closely resemble hoof prints, although whatever it is, it walks on just two legs. There have even been a substantial amount of reports that describe the tracks as being cloven, as well-cited description of the feet hooves of a more famous devil, Satan. So, like, more...
Cloven's like this, right? Like, three? Like,
I
three,
think so.
Like, hoofy kind of?
Yeah, hoof vibes. Hoof-y I think vibes? That's three.
Yeah.
One of the front two in the
back. Yeah, like, yeah. No, like, yeah.
Yeah?
Right?
Yeah.
Clove.
I'm gonna look up a hoof.
A hoof?
A hoof? A hoof?
A hoof? A hoof done it?
Like that. That's a hoof.
Okay, yeah, so it's, so,
like,
no.
Kind of right. Imagine, kinda. It's like you're wearing flip-flops with socks.
Ooh.
That's the best way to describe it, but it's, like, hard.
That's my devil.
That's crunchy. It's a crunchy flip-flop sock. That's a hoof for you, folks. All worn by Devil Satan himself. So while less frequent, there are still occasional reports of people who see more than just tracks and manage to catch a glimpse of himself. He is mostly commonly described as having the body of a kangaroo, the head of a dog, the face of a horse, large feathery wings, antlers similar to those of a deer, and a reptilian tail and intimidating claws. I feel like I never realized it had a reptilian tail that much.
No, like, I've heard of that before, and I've realized that, but, like, I don't know. This is going to sound weird. I'm just like, yeah, the devil has, like, a tail, so I kind of just assume already it looks like that. Yeah. But reptilian makes it sound more, it's...
more like...
iguana or lizard-like. Yeah. Like, or, like, dinosaur.
Because you never think of that tail with a reptilian creature. Like, you do think of, like, that forked, like, red tail on, like, a little devil cartoon. But, like, not a reptilian vibe.
Oh, it's probably, it's like, black and scaly. Yeah. Ew. That's what I was thinking, too. It's probably...
It said it has the head of the dog, so I think its face is cute. Like, what if it's, like...
What if it's a golden retriever?
What if it's a pug? That's cute.
He pulls it off, and he's like, what?
Stop. Hung out. Every new person he encounters, he, like, rips his face off, and it's a new dog.
That'd be funny.
What if he, like, takes shape of your family dog? So, like, you're like, oh, my God, Sparky, I remember you. And then he's like, and then he attacks you.
The Jersey Devil is actually dogs hiding as skinwalkers.
Hold up. Hold up for a second.
We cracked the code.
I mean, I don't think that's a terribly off. I think he might be onto something. You might be onto something right
Call
there.
Call me up, cryptozoologist.
Cryptozoologist. I remember the term. Cryptozoologist.
I was worried I was going to say cryptocurrency, and that's not, this isn't that tomato. Kind of podcast.
Oh my God, do you think that's, like, what they use for their money?
Cryptids?
Cryptocurrency? Cryptid currency? Come on, that's actually pretty cute. We should make our own Monopoly game that's cryptids. Aww. And then all the Monopoly money is cryptocurrency.
Aww.
And it's just, like, cryptids are on the money. It's, like, the best cryptid is, like the $100 bill. And, like,
oh, so like on. A Mothman? Yeah. Abraham Lincoln kind of thing? Aww.
Oh, my gosh. And Pine Barrens can be, like, one of the cool locations.
Ooh.
I think we're on to
Let's
something.
Let's get on to that.
Come on, quickly. Monopoly. Come at us. We... What is it? Collaborate with them?
Monopoly, if you're listening.
The Mystery Files presents Monopoly.
We are begging.
Clock for is ticking.
Sponsorship.
Come on, please.
Please,
dear God. So, while some Jerseyans embrace their devil as nothing more than a quaint figment of their collective imagination, a source of unification and pride, and a unique and important piece of New Jersey folk culture, others see it as a very real creature and threat to their safety. So, we're going to get on to some specific sightings that came from this website.
Ooh.
It's like, let me look up what this website's called again. It is called weirdnewjersey.com. So,
great.
Like, all of these right sightings are from people who just entered their stuff into the site.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
So, it's like, they all were like, this was my experience, tee-hee.
That's cool.
I know. So, we're
going
to... I
don't know if we did that before. That's exciting.
Yeah. So, this is one, the first story. It says... This has haunted me since it happened in 1972. I was a senior at what was then Glassboro State College. I had heard about the Jersey Devil when I came to South Jersey, but being from North Jersey, a whole different world in my opinion. I was far too sophisticated to believe in such humbuggery.
All right.
One winter night, I was driving to Glassboro from Blackwood on Green Tree Road. At the time, the roads were flanked by orchards, and farms. There were few houses, and there were hardly any development. I was completely sober and awake when I caught a glimpse of something in my rearview mirror. Curious as to what it could have been, I slowed down to take a gander. It was dark out, but moonlit enough that I had no trouble at all discerning the upright figure of a creature crossing the road from one side to the other, roughly 25 feet behind my car.
Right.
The figure stood taller than a man by far and had thick haunches, similar to a goat's, supporting its nearly human-looking torso and huge woolly head. It moved heavily and didn't seem at all disturbed by my being there. I didn't linger long enough to see much more. I hit the gas and flew to the Mansion Park Apartments in the borough.
All right.
So petrified was I that I slept the rest of the night in the car, unwilling to... Hold up!
You slept in the car because it's more safe?
I would not feel safe sleeping in my car outside. What if that thing, like, jumps on your window?
It, like, and grabs starts, the like, talons on the roof and, yeah, like, takes you with them.
For real? Like, that's going to fly with you. Come on. Grow up.
Oh, I was too rich.
I'm so scared. Ooh, I grew up. I'm rich. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I was rich and I couldn't go into my mansion apartment because I was scared of the Jersey Devil.
Idiot.
Girl.
Why would you sleep in your car, dummy? Respectfully.
Dummy.
So, unwillingly... to get out in the same darkness that introduced me to the Jersey Devil. So never again from that day on have I ridden on Green Tree Road, day or night, that I haven't gotten the heebie-jeebies just thinking about that winter night so long ago.
Mm.
So this is by someone named Mary Ritzer.
And Mary has not left that car since.
Mary's still in that car, some may say. Some may say. Mary.
All right.
Mary, girl, why'd you stay in the car? Like, I would have been like, yeah, that was a very scary experience, Mary. But also, you didn't have to make it more scary by sleeping in your car. I would have been like, okay, going to a Motel 6 on the side of the road. Literally anything else.
I feel like you just put it, like, call your friend. Ask her to escort you.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's more, like...
There's other options for you, girl. There's plenty of options.
It feels like when you're buttering a biscuit and then you throw mayonnaise on it.
You go, that's great.
Great, I'm going to eat that.
Great.
It's delicious. It's I don't know why.
It's just... something for sure. Is it the right choice? No.
Okay. All right, girl.
Now on to story number 2. I spent a lot of time in the Pine Barrens when I was growing up in New Jersey and had my share of strange experiences. When I was about 13, I went camping alone near Hampton Furnace. I had a bow with me and went looking for a rabbit dinner about an hour before sundown. Okay, you can already tell this is like someone from New Jersey or like yeehaw world.
They got a bow.
They got a bow and they're ready to hunt rabbit for their dinner.
Mm-hmm. It's rabbit season.
To each their own. Gross. Something started following me back in the trees. It tailed me back to my camp and circled while I cooked my dinner.
Mm.
This kept up until about 2 hours after dark, and let me tell you, it was one dark night. I finally decided that my visitor had moved on and crawled into my tent. When I just started to calm down, I heard a foot stomp down right behind the tent. I got all set to jump out when this thing, whatever it was, started screaming. I would compare the volume of the scream to a large truck horn. I couldn't decide what to do. Ooh, that kind of, well, I was going to make a comparison to something, but you haven't seen it. It's Bly Manor. There's a scene where, like, she screams
that.
Or something, and then it's a car horn coming out of the
screen. Oh, that's cool. Ooh.
It's horrifying, and it seems, like, similar to this vibe.
Mm.
I had my bow and knife, and they didn't seem like much. After several blasts, it just stopped. I didn't hear a sound except my heart for about an hour. I was sure that if I stuck my head out of the tent, I'd lose it. In the morning, I could find no tracks in the pine needles. To this day, I still don't like sleeping in tents. I'd rather take my chances out in the open.
Creepy.
That was by some guy named Keith. But, that one, it did freak me out a lot.
Yeah, I believe it a lot more than the other one, because it's, like, a camping, like, story and stuff, and, like, the circling. And, like, it's also possible it was, like, trying to get a double meal. Like, maybe the Jersey Devil was like, double feature?
Also, I feel like it's much more believable to me and more understanding for this guy to stay inside of his tent. Because why would he want to go outside?
Like, he's in the middle of the woods.
Like, where's he going to run to?
Yeah.
So, like, him staying in the middle of the woods inside this tent is definitely more of a valid thing. This
better than the parking lot of your apartment building.
Yeah, sleeping in the car. Right. I'm like, okay. So, like, this guy I get. Also, if I heard something like that scream behind me in a tent, I feel like I'm already, like, so freaked out when I'm camping. Or, like, I used to sleep in a tent in my backyard for, like, fun things.
Oh,
like,
me too.
Yeah, so, like, we have cute little nights. And, like, I was scared of everything, even though I was in a place that was habited by people. So, that's like, so in the middle of the woods and this happens?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. So, on to story number three. As a native of Cape May County, I've had the typical rite of passage trip to the Pine Barrens, the legendary home of the Jersey Devil. The Jersey girl went to Cape May County Technical High School, which sponsored trips to the Pine Barrens for good grades in certain classes. I was one of the fortunate students to go three times during my four-year career at CMCT. Each time I went on this trip, my canoe was followed by a heavy-footed thing. With each step, I heard branches snap under its feet. So hooves snaps. I know.
Nope.
Every 10 minutes or so, I could hear deep, beastly growls that to this day give me the creeps.
Nope.
Being in a canoe on a class trip didn't afford me much opportunity to flee in terror, so I stuck it out for 3 years. Every year it was the same. During my sophomore year, I was pretty confident about my canoeing skills, so I didn't look over my shoulder much. I went canoeing with a friend of mine when we came across a bag that had been torn open and gone through. Around it were prints on the ground that looked something like a horse's hoof, only bigger. Then I heard it. The cry that still haunts my dreams. Part human, part beast, and full of anger and pure hate.
Ooh.
So
Good word. I know.
And she said, I nearly flipped the canoe. We left, leaving whatever it was out there behind, or so I thought. It seemed to follow us. Every time we stopped or paused, it got closer to the river. We pushed on. Then worse came to worse as we tipped the canoe. I heard the thing running behind us and thought for sure we were dead. Then we righted our canoe and got into it as fast as humanly possible. We finally made it out to safety, sun fried to a crisp, missing all of our valuables and most of our clothes, but never happier to be on shore. Creepy. So I think it would definitely be scarier if you were on water, because like that thing could either drag you underwater or wherever it wants to take you at that point.
We're hearing like snapping coming from the woods. No, you can't like fully see it, but like you can probably like make it out. Ooh, that's scary.
It's following you. So we packed up our bus and left. As we were leaving, I rested my head on the window and saw a little cottage. I looked at it until the bus was about to pass and saw a woman. She looked back at me, and I could see her skin was torn and bleeding.
What?
After the bus passed, she vanished. Scared me so badly, I wouldn't go back into the woods for a year. That was sent in by some girl named Kelly. Kelly girl!
Kelly was willing to go back when she heard the sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
But the bloody woman was the line.
Yeah, that was the line. I mean, I kind of get it, Kelly. If I saw some lady and then you just see glimpses of this woman all torn to shreds and she's bleeding and then she literally disappears.
So is this person trying to say maybe that's like Mother Leeds? Like
a ghost of her?
The mother?
That's what it seems like. But I'm like, ew, that sounds like
she's like ripped apart. Movie. That's like, not to be graphic, that's kind of like that idea.
And like in the cabin, I'm like, that's so graphic. It just seems like a scene from a movie. Like imagine it, flash, flash, flash. Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
She's looking out the car window. Like, it's so dramatic.
That's
Kelly
wild.
Girl, that's so scary. I did like your story the most so far, but
Yeah, good job.
Good job, Kelly.
Good job.
Even if it's fake, I believe you, girl.
Even if it's fake, even if it's your real trauma, I enjoyed it. I had a great time, Kelly. Your trauma
therapy.
Makes me happy.
Go to therapy, Kelly. Brought to you by The Mystery Bus.
Sponsored by BetterHelp.
Stop it! Another number sponsor us. We love getting therapy. BetterHelp, sponsor us. Number four. Let me tell you of a sighting of the Jersey Devil. I was driving up Route 9 in Bayville at around 10 p.m. There were two cars in front of me, and we were traveling about 35 miles per hour. To the right of Route 9 is a mini mall type building with woods behind it. To the right is just a bunch of woods. All of a sudden, I saw this big thing running across Route 9.
Sorry, that was me.
That was big thing. That's just rude to yourself. It looked like one of the classic pictures of the Jersey Devil. It had no tail, no fur. Its ribs showed, and it had a long, odd head with short ears that laid flat. Pardon? Right. That's a new description I haven't heard. Ears that laid flat like a meat, like a angry dog.
What
or
if
cat.
What if the Jersey Devil just has like siblings and like these are just like the offsprings and stuff, and we're seeing like a bunch of different Jersey Devils?
Oh my god, what, this is gonna be really sad. But imagine all like the other 12 siblings of this thing
are
like,
also
they
devils?
All became devils after being killed by this thing.
But that's nice though, because they can all be together.
Yeah, it's siblings.
Instead of Into the Spider-Verse, it's Into the Jersey-verse.
Into the Jersey Devil-verse. Into the Devil-verse?
Into the Devil-verse. That's even better. Wow.
Yeah, so cute and quirky.
It's
so
like, you did film. That's crazy.
It's so crazy of me. But yeah, they had ears that laid flat, which just reminds me of like when a cat, when it gets mad, like ease. You know the vibe?
Yeah.
So it looked almost 10 feet tall. I noticed it because the first car stepped on its brakes, as did the second car. So like, this person's like, these two people saw it too. I'm not the only one. When I looked ahead, I saw this thing galloping across Route 9 and straight into the woods. I was not really scared because it did not register yet. I stopped to mail something in the mailbox. Sir... He's saying, oh, I saw it, but it like, didn't really register that it was like that bad. Not big of a deal.
You saw like an evil monster.
Yeah.
And said, I still need to get to...
I need to go to the mailbox. You know, I have to mail something.
I need to get to the post office.
Come on now.
I don't have enough stamps.
Yeah. So about 300 feet from the main road, and I saw a child's shirt, shorts, and one sneaker laying on the ground. I mailed my letter, ran into the car, and laid rubber all the way home. So, like...
He still mailed the letter.
He mailed
What's
the letter.
What's in this letter? Girl, send an email.
So he mailed this letter, and then he starts seeing, like, belongings of some child. And then he's like, okay, I'm out of here. Stomps on the gas, makes it home. I was certain that I had been seen by the Jersey Devil. No one believes me. They say it was a deer. I had never seen a deer that big, that fast, or that weird looking in my life.
Damn.
What it really was creepy. And is that the other two people driving in front of me stopped on their brakes too? So they must have also seen it. So.
Yeah.
This person's name is Sunny. Sunny.
With a chance?
Sunny with a chance.
Of a chance of living.
I don't think I like your story very much because I don't care if you're scared of this thing. If you saw that some child's, like, clothing and everything was sitting there, wouldn't you be like, yeah, I should probably report that
Call
to someone.
The police.
Call the police.
Boop, 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 boop.
Like, what if it wasn't the Jersey Devil? I mean, it probably was, considering the story you're telling to us right now.
Yeah.
But, like, you aren't concerned.
It could still be a missing person.
It's probably
report.
A missing child. Don't you want to report that?
If you have enough time to mail your letter, you have enough to alert the authorities.
Yeah, while you're mailing your letter, you see this. I don't know, Sunny. Creepy. Sunny, I'm not giving you no chance because that wasn't it.
The canoeing diva's in the lead
canoeing,
for me, though.
What's her name? Kelly?
Kelly?
Kelly's rocking it.
Kelly, you're rocking it.
Kelly, you're doing the thing. Alrighty, on to story number 5. So, I actually have 2 stories about the Jersey Devil. The first one is my own experience. As a little kid, my parents took my family camping every summer around the Pine Barrens. One night, as we all slept in a big tent, I woke up to the sound of what to me was like a woman screaming. It was a blood-curdling scream over and over again, but I was the only one awake, I thought. Being the naive child I was, that a woman was being attacked by a wolf. I don't know where I got that conclusion, but it must have been from the screams. No one believed my story ever. As I got older, I became more interested in the Jersey Devil legend. Many of the stories were people talking about... I thought that was a scream outside, Logan. That scared the heck out of me. It was just a bus.
Girl, he's coming.
There was a scream outside. Whew. So as I got older, I became more interested in the Jersey Devil legend. Many of the stories were people talking about the screams they hear in the pines at night. As they described them, I got chills because I knew what they were talking about. A few years ago, I was talking to my uncle, who is from Panama, and he compared what I described to him and was also hearing these stories growing up in the pines. This leads me to my other story, which is his experience. He said that when he was growing up, he had this dog that would stay by him all the time as he played out in the woods and fields around his house. Please don't let the dog be injured. One day, while he was on his porch, he could hear those same screams coming from deep in the woods, and his dog ran out of sight after the noise. Apparently, the screams got louder, and the dog scrambled back to the porch with his tail between his legs and never left the porch again. As hard as he tried, my uncle could not get his once faithful dog to follow him into those woods.
Ooh, that's scarred. And that's how you know. Dogs are loyal, too. They're like, we're not doing that again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe this isn't any hard evidence, but it sure is weird. There's no doubt in my mind that something exists out there.
Yeah.
That was from someone named Megan. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
I feel like that's a pretty just like simple, legit story. Like, okay, some scary screams. Yeah. Also, the way she was describing the screams in her story, I'm like, anyone check out anything the day after? Like, hearing a woman scream in the woods.
I feel like none of the authorities are doing the thing. Well, I think maybe when we did this episode before, I talked about how, like, the police have, like, tried before.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no... They just tell people to stay out of the Pine Barrens as much as they can. They go, which is luck. Like,
that's not a good answer. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Okay, on to story number 6. Yeah. According to the Asbury Park Press of October 1988, a man who lived in the Howell in the Howell Township encountered the devil in 1981. He described the creature as having a furry body, huge feet with 3 toes on each one. Ew.
Aha!
Nasty. 3 toes. Large teeth and stood about 6 feet tall. Alan McFarland, chief ranger of the Wharton State Forest for over 20 years, relates a story that happened in 1980. He had gone to a farmer's house near Jenkins, where he came upon 4 pigs that were lying dead close to their pen.
Oh, I've heard of this before, I've heard of this before.
Ew, the back of their heads had been eaten out, and there were scratches all over their bodies.
Yep, I've heard of this one before. Yeah.
There were no tracks or blood on the ground. The ranger had no explanation as to what happened to them.
So weird. Very chupacabra-like also, but even like more in detail. Ooh.
Yeah,
I've heard of the pig
one before. That's like all that story is. But I mean, I personally don't like pigs. Pigs give me the creeps.
Dang, what a Peppa Pig
give
you.
A Peppa Pig. I can't picture Peppa Pig with this graphic. I'm like, ooh. But yeah.
It's like a creepypasta.
It's a creepypasta. Creepy pigsta. Creepy pigsta. But the ranger didn't know what happened. So if that guy didn't know, who knows?
The ranger, what if he just like went, I don't know.
That's all it is. He goes, okay. It's like the rangers from Gravity Falls. They go, alrighty. Oh, aren't the rangers in that show together?
They are. They end up together. Yeah.
Spoilers. So cute. Okay, we're on to story 7. 7. 7, 7.
Down.
Bad show, but good. In the late 1980s, a couple of my friends and I took a camping trip to the Pine Barrens. It's always a camping trip.
It's always a camping trip to the Pine Barrens.
What do you expect?
When are you going to learn?
Yeah. I was unaware that we were headed to the home of the Jersey Devil. So at least this person was unaware when they were entering the woods. Other people just kind of went, I think.
Oh, they're just stupid.
You're just not digging into the culture.
They don't Google things.
Nice to know you're not looking up where you're going, but all right. I was unaware that we were headed to this home, and we headed out on our bikes and did our share of partying that night. The next day, while everyone was asleep, 3 of us decided to hit the trails a bit earlier than usual. We were about 100 yards away in the woods when my bike stalled out. I looked and found that my friends had also stalled. At first, I thought it had something to do with the terrain, or maybe something to do with the nearby power plants. 50 feet away from each other, we tried to start up our bikes. So this is like motorbikes, not like bikes. Because I was definitely picturing like Plain Jane bikes, but...
Motorbikes.
Vroom, vroom, guys. 50 feet away from each other, we tried to start up our bikes when suddenly from the woods, we heard the most horrible piercing scream. Great start. It sounded inhuman, like something being tortured. Once back at camp, they asked us if we had heard the screams earlier. They had heard them too, 4 miles away. That's a long way to hear screams
from. Well, they can hear the Jersey Devil scream from like miles and miles across the entire forest here. Because the Pine Barrens are really long from what I remember. Yeah, they're like, they stretch a long amount of mileage.
Ooh, well, they heard them 4 miles away. So that night, we headed into the local town because we ran out of booze. All right, party animals. We went into a bar and I ordered a drink, still in shock from what I'd heard that morning. The bartender asked, hey, kid, would you see a ghost or something?
Why do you say it like that?
Hey, I was being the bartender. Hey, kid, would you see a ghost or something?
No, I mean the bartender. Oh. Like, hey, kid. Like,
I don't know. I just
wanted... What is this, a speakeasy?
Speakeasy. I told him the story, he smiled and said, it looks like you met our little friend. He then asked us to come out back. Great. Don't go out back.
The Jersey Devil is just back there. He's like, hey, guys, you want to crack a cold
one? The bartender said you were good kids. Why would they go back? I hope they didn't go back with this man.
That's the place where he orders the screwdriver. Yeah, when he's stop. In the top
he said, oh, thanks for the drink. Party up. No, they better not go back with this bartender. I swear to God.
They're about to.
So he showed us a tin of garbage that... can that was shredded to bits. So this bartender invites people out back and says, see that trash can back there? Shredded to bits by the monster. I don't know why he has like
just leaves it at all points. That's so
he's keeping it out there so we can like scare kids. It was probably like just some sort of raccoon or something digging back there.
Oh my God.
He's like scaring people. He's like, I'm gonna scare this group of young kids out here. That'd be so funny and quirky of me. That's wild.
He probably gets bored and just wants to, like, mess with kids, like, all the time. That's so funny.
I'm just like, why would they want to follow this strange man that's, like, being so shady? Hey, you want to come out back with me, kids?
Why does he just leave the trash there at all times?
No, like, what?
All right.
So, it says that it looked like the shreds were made from something with three claws. So, I've never returned to the Pine Barrens since, and I do not plan to go back. So, this is by some guy named Frank. So, Frank... Why'd you go to the outback with this man?
Exactly.
Come on now. Get a grip, Frank. Come on,
so
Frank.
So stupid.
Wrong-o.
Wrong-o.
Alrighty. So that's like all the stories I have. Ooh. But do you know of any or were there any I missed from back when you did, if you remember? I mean, I know it was like 2018 or whatever year that was, but.
Yeah. I don't have any, like, stories I remember from it, but I know that I talked about it probably when we did the original episode, but I've been to the actual house.
Oh, my God!
Where Mother Leeds gave birth. Yeah.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the actual house.
Oh, my God. Were you scared? Do you know they all got murdered there?
Well, I was 8, so...
Did they try to sugarcoat the truth and be like, hee-hee-hee, this is just where this little guy was?
No, yeah, they said that, like... My parents were like, yeah, the Jersey Devil is from here, like, gave birth here, da-da-da-da. But they didn't mention all the murder and everything.
Fair.
I will say the house is so creepy. It's like this...
I'm looking at a picture right
now. I'm trying to, like, remember to be sure, but it's like this really creepy, like, dark, like, wood. It's so gross. Let me see here.
This little guy?
Yeah, that's it.
It's
like
spooky.
It's like this like dark wooden color, and it's abandoned. Obviously, no one's lived in there. I think since that family,
mm-hmm. It's cold and dark.
Yeah, you can't go in. You can't like visit it. You can only like see it from like outside. Mm-hmm. And they have like literal historical landmarkers that like talk about the Jersey Devil and stuff. It's creepy.
Why won't they let you go in?
I'm not sure.
Is it, like, too old that it's, like, a hazard?
I mean, yeah, it was, like, the 1800s, so I'm, like, sure it was, like, it's probably, like, a health violation or code, but also, like,
I want them to, like, let me see the, chimney.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's, like, any little scratch marks or, like, weird little marks anywhere on the walls, like...
What the creepiest part is that it's, like... What is it? The creepiest part is that, like, we never got out of the car.
Really?
To, like, go up to it. Like, my parents were, like, we're staying, like, in the car.
Were they too scared? I don't know. And ask your dad.
We just never left the car. Yeah, I'll have to ask him. But for some reason, we were very much, like, we just stayed. I remember I was sitting in my little booster seat.
Yeah.
Looking at it. And we were talking about it. And then we drove away. Like, but we went there to see that house. Like, it wasn't, like a side tour thing. Like, we drove to see the house. It was...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know all that. I feel like I just completely forgot that you were ever there.
Yeah, I was there before.
So
it's crazy.
I would love to go see it.
It has, like, this dark energy to it, for sure.
Ooh.
Like, I don't remember feeling super, like, unsettled when I was there, but I did feel weird. Like, mm-hmm. It's when you go see, like, a Gettysburg-like landmark, and you're just kind of like...
Yeah.
Whoa.
I feel like that's similar to how I felt when we did the Villisca axe murder thing.
Mm-hmm. When you went to it?
I feel like I was definitely taken there as a child.
Yeah.
By like my mom's weird friend.
Why?
And, like, I remember just being like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was like kind of not traumatizing, but like it's so eerie that like it puts like a weird like sinking feeling in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can't even imagine seeing the Leeds house.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, it was nice doing this story because it's like I feel like that's such a section of like my brain
like,
forever,
ooh,
which is why I love it.
Childhood memories
of the Jersey Devil.
Big fear.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My trauma is here to entertain you all.
Yes. A trauma, more like drama for you, for us. Did you have any favorite little stories that I told in here from people's experiences?
I liked the canoe one a lot. That's my favorite. Miss Girl is doing a good job.
Miss Kelly Girl.
I liked Megan's story a lot. That one was fun. Yes. Yeah, I really liked them. I think the only couple I was like kind of like I don't know about were like even like the first one, they felt a little too like fiction-esque. I don't, that's not a word, guys.
It felt
like fiction, and I was just like, okay.
Like they were trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
I feel like some of these people just wanted to be on a website. Like, hate to be that person, but it just seemed like...
Get a Twitter.
Like, I just feel like their stories, there wasn't actually any, like, heart to it. It was just like, I heard screams in the woods.
The dog one was weird, too. That one's, like, the freak out. Like, even if that one's not true, at least you're giving me, like, a little bit more believability.
Like, there's more to the story than I heard screams in the woods. And, like, I know that's a part of it, but, like, people who actively saw something and, like, were forever changed by this experience. I'm like, okay, I'm believing you.
Wild stuff.
So the girls knew what was up. They had their stories in the bag. So
they knew exactly. They kept it straight.
Yeah. So do you think you'd ever go camping in those woods?
No.
Me either. I don't think I would either.
Whenever we do with our next campfire episode, he's going to show up. He's going to be like...
He has been in PAs, hasn't he? Didn't we talk about that in Philly and stuff like that? So like, come on over, my guy.
I got trees in my backyard. He can come hang out.
We shoot an episode where we camp in your backyard. I'm not even joking you. You have a tent. You have a tent, Logan.
I do have a tent.
Oh my God, camp
we'll
night.
See. That'd be fun.
Sleepover party.
Sleepover.
Oh, that would be actually really cute.
That would be cute.
Yeah.
We'll plan it.
Alrighty, let's get into this conclusion then. You ready?
Okay.
In conclusion, there are others who have sworn they did not believe in the existence of the Jersey Devil and have had their minds changed after spending just one moonlit night in the Pine Barrens. So we'd probably have our minds changed too. But I already know what I believe. And it's real. There were ghostly mist drifts across the cedar swamps and the unearthly cry of some unseen creature can be heard, piercing the stillness of the dark forest. Few disbelievers can be found. Whether it's deep in the Pine Barrens or deep in our collective unconscious, one thing we know for certain, that is the truth of the Jersey Devil's existence will forever remain
a mystery. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you for watching.
This was the Summer Tape Season 4. Thank you all so much.
Yes, thank you. This was so much fun.
Follow us on the Instagram, @TheMysteryFiles_. The TikTok, The Mystery Files Podcast. Buy some merch on Bonfire. You know where all the links are.
We got lots of cute merch. Do it.
Please let us know how much you love this episode too. Give us a rating, 5-star review. Anything helps. A like, a thumbs up, a subscription, a follow.
A little comment.
Be so great.
Yes, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up for you guys. Yes. We're gonna switch our little thing out here for a little while and get some new types of videos for you guys, new podcast content. So just keep listening, keep watching. We have a lot of fun stuff coming and we love you guys the most.
We're expanding and we're gonna be doing some really interesting stuff. So we're excited for you guys to see what the new Mystery Files looks like.
Yes. Stay tuned and we love you the most.
We love you the most and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.